WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to The Stoic Way. I'm your host, Madison Lane. And today we're diving into a powerful concept that can seriously level up your life memento vivere, which translates to remember that you are going to die. Now, before you start picturing me in a dark robe chanting doom and gloom, hear me out. This isn't about morbid obsession or being afraid of death. It's actually about embracing the preciousness of life, living with intention, and making every moment count. Ever felt like time was slipping through your fingers? You know that feeling when you look back on a week and wonder where it went? Memento vivere is all about becoming hyper-aware of the finite nature of our time here. It's about recognizing that we don't have an infinite amount of days, weeks, or even hours to chase every whim or postpone what truly matters. So how can this seemingly gloomy idea actually empower you? Let's break down five key takeaways. Firstly, memento vivere acts as a potent reminder to prioritize what truly matters. Think about it. When we face our own mortality, the petty dramas and trivial anxieties seem to fade away. What really makes life worth living? Is it that stressful project you're putting off, or spending quality time with loved ones? Memento vivere encourages us to align our actions with our values. It's about saying yes to experiences that enrich our lives and saying no to things that drain our energy and distract us from what truly matters. Secondly, this concept fosters a deep appreciation for the present moment. When we realize our time is limited, it becomes easier to savor each experience, big or small. Imagine yourself taking a walk in nature. Memento vivere encourages you to truly notice the rustling leaves, the warmth of the sun on your skin, and the sound of birds singing. It's about engaging all your senses and being fully present in the now, rather than constantly dwelling on the past or worrying about the future. Thirdly, memento vivere can be a powerful motivator for growth and action. Knowing that time is precious fuels us to pursue our goals with passion and determination. It's like a gentle nudge reminding us not to procrastinate on dreams or aspirations. Think of it this way: if you knew you only had a limited number of sunsets to watch, wouldn't you want to make every one count? Fourthly, memento vivere can help cultivate gratitude and contentment. By recognizing the fragility of life, we learn to appreciate the simple joys and blessings that often go unnoticed. It's about finding joy in the everyday moments, a delicious meal, a heartfelt conversation, or simply waking up to another day. And finally, this concept encourages us to live with courage and authenticity. When we understand that our time is finite, we become less afraid to take risks, pursue our passions, and be true to ourselves. Memento vivere is a call to live life on our own terms, with intention and purpose. Now, let's bring this concept to life with a real-world example. Imagine you've been putting off writing that novel you've always dreamed of. You tell yourself, I'll start next month, or I have too much going on right now. But what if you applied memento vivere to this situation? Knowing that your time is precious, wouldn't it be more fulfilling to carve out dedicated time for writing, even if it's just for 30 minutes a day? Wouldn't it feel more empowering to take that step towards your dream, knowing that every word you write brings you closer to your goal? Think about it. Are you willing to let fear and procrastination dictate your life, or will you embrace the power of memento vivere and live with intention, purpose, and a whole lot of passion? So there you have it, five powerful takeaways from memento vivere. Remember, this isn't about dwelling on death, it's about celebrating life. It's about living each day to the fullest, pursuing your passions, and making every moment count. Ready to take action? I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on how memento vivere can inspire you in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going and motivate each other to live our best lives, one intentional step at a time. Until next time, remember you are alive, and that's something truly remarkable.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.